My name is Carl Castle. I live at 274 Dame Hill Road in Orford. I am a member of the Conservation Commission, and I am here basically representing the Conservation Commission and our opposition. We are opposed to the project in general, but we're also specifically opposed to the section of the alternate route that goes through Orford. There's a two-mile aspect of it that goes through the town of Orford, through the southeast corner of town. We're requesting impact studies, which is, I think, what we're here for, on a few areas on impacts on the area through Orford. One is the wildlife habitat and water resources. The proposed line cuts through land with a high natural resources value, as we've indicated in our recently completed natural resource inventory. There are four natural resources overlapping or co-occurring in this area. They include Tier 1 wildlife habitat from the New Hampshire Wildlife Action Plan, FEMA flood plan, and the aquifer as mapped by the USGS. We are concerned that this line may impact threatened and endangered species, special status species, and related sensitive resources and the water resources of the area. Accordingly, we request a study of the impact on these resources. Probably will be done anyhow, but we're specifically hitting those issues. On water quality, the line passes between and near two pristine water bodies, Upper Baker Pond and Lower Baker Pond. The results of our commission's water testing show that both bodies of water are pristine, they're beautiful, and we'd like to keep them that way. The route also passes through the wetlands that form part of the watershed of the Baker River. We are concerned the adverse impact on these important water resources and request that these impacts be studied. The economic and recreational and public health and safety issue is the proposed alternate route through Orford passes directly through the property of three camps, children's camps, Camp Musalak, Camp Merriweather, and Camp Pemigewasset. Pemigewasset is primarily in Wentworth, but there's also some property, and it's cutting through the property in Orford. This raises concerns about adverse impacts, to recreational resources, public health, and safety, primarily with children. And for these reasons, again, we ask to consider the adverse impact on the recreational resources, public health, and safety, and the economy because of the camps. The other factor that has been mentioned numerous times today is the visual and recreational resources. The impact of the proposed line on the visual and recreational resources of the area is very significant. The line would become a prominent feature on the view from the North Peak of Mount Cube, a part of the quarter of the trail, of the Appalachian Trail, and other areas. Therefore, that's about what we've got to say. Thank you very much for your attention.